A lot of these guys were playing their first taste of a Wofford-Furman rivalry, and this is basketball at an elevated level. What did you have to say to really all the new guys after this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very competitive, it's a very high-intense game with two really good teams, with a lot of talent that are well-coached. And what I told our guys was, you know, when we were really good, right, especially to start the half in the game, and we were really good at different points of certain pockets in each half, we were able to capitalize on a lot of things on both ends of the floor. But what we can't do is we can't get in the habit, right, of deviating from that when good or bad stuff happens. And unfortunately, against really good teams, and more importantly, against really experienced teams, right, when you deviate, those teams are going to capitalize, right, on those opportunities. And against a team like Furman, you know, obviously they made us pay in those pockets.
What do you tell the team about the rebounding numbers in Furman really kind of got after us on the offensive glass and the second chance points, plus 13 for them in that? And that's something we hadn't seen a lot of against Wofford this year.
Yeah, you know, they did a really good job of getting to the offensive glass. I think if I'm being honest, there was definitely opportunities where we could have, you know, negated that. But credit to them for taking advantage. In games like this, very rarely, right, is it just going to be one schematic thing on either side of the ball. It's going to end up being hustle plays, multiple effort plays, loose balls, offensive rebounds, those type of stats and those type of plays that are going to sway the game. And I think it did tonight as well.
Finally, nice to see Jackson Pavletsky bounce back and see the ball go in more than anything else offensively. He tried to lead Wofford back almost single-handedly. Just didn't have enough help from his friends, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, we know Jackson's a great player, and the ball hasn't gone in here recently for him, but not one single person in our program, anytime he shoots the ball, thinks it's going anything other than through the net. And, you know, it finally went back in there. That the same shots he's been getting, he got tonight, and he ended up making them. And so, you know, we know he's more than capable of the offensive output he had tonight. But, again, he would be the first to tell you there's definitely opportunities for him and the other guys to grow on both sides of the ball. And if we want to be the team we can become, regardless if we played well or not individually or collectively in those pockets, we have to keep making strides so that come March, we're the team that we're capable of being.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in Chattanooga Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right. Dwight Perry, we always appreciate his time and insight here.